Hi, boys. This is Tawny. Tawny LaFontaine, your intern from Mimosa. I thought I was going to be getting the studio line so I could talk to you directly. I'm lost. I took the train into the city, and I don't come into the city very often. And I'm somewhere in the 42nd Street station. It's very big. It's a maze, and I'm on a payphone because my phone is out of minutes. I'm on a Boost Mobile phone, and I didn't renew my minutes. Jermaine was supposed to do that the other day, and he didn't. Anyway, I haven't gotten to therapy yet, and I need to find out, A, how to get out of here, and B, where to go when I do. I don't know what I'm going to do. There's crazy people all around me. There's, I don't know, some ethnic people right behind me singing and dancing with my money. I don't know what to do. So I'm going to try your other number. I'm really, really sorry. I hope this doesn't affect our relationship. I will hear from you soon. Bye.
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Busy show. We've got a lot to talk about. So let's talk today.
Is that Bula?
Bula
and Nico? Hello, Bula and Nico.
How are you? So glad
to
be here again.
I know. God, you guys have been coming a lot lately. We love it. We love seeing you.
I love the mimosas.
Hey, for you guys who don't know Bula and Nico, they're from right here in Astoria.
Yeah.
They come to be part of our studio audience every Sunday after they go to the Greek Catholic Church down the street.
Yep, yep.
So, hello, Bula and Nico. It's nice to see you. How are the grandkids? Uh-huh. Great.
So cute.
Oh, I know. Bring us some pictures. Maybe we can put them on for people.
Excuse me.
I know you have
a little bit of cold.
Sinus infection.
Yeah, I'm not. Oof. Yeah. Big sunglasses too.
Yeah, it's very.
Big sunglasses. So, sorry if I sound a little odd. Maybe talking a little loud because I have one ear that's not like functioning quite well.
Bad. He's been screaming at me. Yeah.
I think I need that. I'm going to rock the
studio audience can see, I'm sure. But for you guys at home, one of his eyes is bloated out like a fish. You know those fish that have the eyes like those? And his ear.
My right side. My other side, I should just sit with only that side.
Yeah, just face that with your right side up. There you go.
All right.
And Gil, hello to Gil. Hi, how are
Gil.
You this
Glad
week?
You're back this week.
What did you think of our show last week? Oh, no. No. Gil doesn't like to talk on
did
the show.
Did you at least have a good weekend? Or a week off, you know? All right.
Okay. All right. Gil doesn't like
he
to talk
doesn't
on the
like,
show.
Yeah, he
One
wants
day
us to
we'll
get along. Yeah.
Oh, God, we have so much to talk about. Mm. So much.
Let's first do this.
What?
It's been a few shows since we need to do this more often at the beginning of our shows. This show is about having mimosas on Sunday morning, right?
It sure is.
For those, I mean, we can't assume. I mean, yeah, we have regular listeners, but let's hope that we're getting new listeners all the time.
Right.
We want to make sure that if this is the first time you're listening to our wonderful show, we want to tell them what
exactly.
we do here.
Exactly.
And how we make a mimosa.
What do we do here?
We chit-chat.
We drink mimosas is what we do.
Yeah, we're just a little girl chat in the morning,
Little girl chat in the morning
after a crazy Saturday night.
So, I'm James.
And I'm Joe. So,
and here we are.
Here we are with our fabulous studio audience.
Yes,
and
hello to you guys. How are you?
And we talk about what happened. We'll get to that. But
you know what? I do want to do since we're talking about new listeners. I want to give a shout out to some of the people on our MySpace and who we've met. At a few events that we've been at the last couple
weeks. Yes, okay.
And give a shout out to them. I want to give a shout out to all of our friends at Icon Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
Who listen to us. It's a business here in New York City.
Strong following there.
I know. They love us there. They love us, Lisa.
Spread like wildfire through the office.
over the past two weeks. Lisa.
Yep.
And Caroline.
Yep.
And Sean.
Yep.
I see Lisa. I see Sean.
I want a magic mirror. Oh, I love the magic mirror. That's from Rob Room. Google it if you don't know what we're talking about. It's amazing.
Was that like only like a Central New York PBS?
No, I don't think. I think that was everywhere.
I think so. Yeah, Rob Room.
Yeah, because I never knew anybody that she saw, so it must not have been just around me.
She never saw me.
I wish she saw me.
I know.
Oh.
I tried so hard to be seen.
I know, right?
I think that's why
I'm right here.
I think that might be the reason I am the way that I am right now.
Yeah, bad self-esteem.
So, okay, right. Yeah, so all of our new listeners, thank you. And again, another shout-out to Sarah, who's our number one MySpace fan.
Yep.
We love her. And Melanie. You guys are competing against each other for the top spot.
Mm-hmm.
For our top, the one spot on our top eight.
Oh, how prestigious.
We should take a vote.
Maybe we should.
You know what? Melanie, Sarah, this week, go crazy on our MySpace. And then next week, we're going to have our MySpace friends vote on the content that you loaded onto our page.
Yeah, tell us why you think you should be the number one
fan.
Yeah,
what makes you so special, huh?
I know.
And Sarah's got a little bit more work to do because she's Asian.
Oh, strike one.
I'm just kidding. I tease her. I tease her about that all the time.
Yeah, tease
her. I think it's okay for me because people think that I'm Asian.
Right, you do have a little bit of an Asian look, too. Yeah.
I like to think of it more as exotic.
Yeah, you could say that. Or Asian.
No, Sarah's beautiful. I love Sarah. Mm. And then there's Melanie. Gorgeous. Mm. Gorgeous. Mm. Oh, Gil is giving me the finger.
We are. Yeah, we are.
Whoa. Sorry, Gil. Okay, so where were we last week?
Well, last week was our crazy show a little bit. It was more about us just doing it by ourselves because we wasn't here.
Oh, yeah, because we went to the event and therapy. We went to the event therapy that we were invited to.
So... And also, we had a little
issue with Tawny. And that's a phone call.
Right. We started the show a little differently this week. Usually, we start it with a listener call. But we decided to set the tone for this episode because we're probably spending the majority of the time
talking about
what happened that night. Because it was quite a night.
It sure was.
It was something.
It sure was.
It was something.
So, we'll
get to the Tawny stuff in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just quickly talk about, you know, the...
It was so fun. So if you guys didn't listen last week, and I'm sure you did.
Yeah, of course you did.
We were invited to, I wouldn't call it like a podcast convention, but mm-hmm. it was like a, there was a big, if I'm sure you, Raza, Haza, Haza, I can't speak.
Perfect.
It's the mimosas.
Yeah.
which we didn't talk about how to make a mimosa. We'll have Tana do that when she comes out.
Okay.
What was I saying?
What are you saying?
I don't know.
Where are you today?
God.
All right, so it was just one of our...
Wanda Wisdom, that's what I'm
talking about. One of our favorite... Yeah, well, do you want to finish your thought then?
Sure. Wanda Wisdom, for those of you who don't know, Wanda Wisdom is a podcasting drag queen.
One of the first.
Yeah.
Really did a lot for the podcasting community in general. You know,
very funny, very entertaining. Keep going, don't mind
me. What are you doing over there?
Sorry.
All right, well... So we went to, she was in town. She's from Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
And she was in town in New York for whatever she was doing here, for a weekend of fun in New York City.
I think she was working with Lady Bunny.
Yeah, she did an interview with Lady Bunny. So if you're interested in that stuff, check out her website at luckybitsradio.com.
And she talked about us on her show.
And we did get a mention. We got to meet her.
We actually had a good conversation.
Amazing. So much fun. So nice.
Really nice.
Really, really nice.
Super
genuinely nice. Gave us a lot
and
of
very
great...
good looking in person.
Yes, very good looking.
As a man. He wasn't dressed up as Wanda.
Because he couldn't bring his makeup artist, so he wasn't going to do a half-ass. Which I respect. Because I know some drag queens that would just do it to do it. And
right.
That's not a good idea.
Thank you.
That's great. So yeah, it gave us a lot of great advice. Really encouraged us to keep on with the show. So we really appreciate that. So look for more, hopefully with Wanda Wisdom, we may be,
we might do a show
with her. Might be doing something with her.
Show.
Yeah, hopefully. So
we
hopefully gotta, that'll come to be.
Get back in contact with her.
Yeah, we will. But I mean, and listen to our last couple shows, we did get a little bit of a shout out on the show where she talked about meeting us. So
that was really cool. Oh,
I guess it's time.
I bet I know who it is.
I think so.
And there she is.
Tawny,
how are you? Hi, boys.
Tawny. I'm doing well.
Tawny.
Okay.
Can we have a mimosa, please?
Yes, please. Of course.
And actually,
of course.
The picture.
Yes, I did. It took me a while
and
to make
actually,
it.
Tawny, why don't you go ahead and tell our audience the correct way to make a mimosa.
That would be every day.
Sunday morning mimosa style.
All right, Tawny, go to it.
Okay. It's a very, very specific recipe.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, you take any kind of champagne, preferably cheap, and a large amount
of
it.
Yep.
You take that, and then you get your big gulp cup from 7-Eleven or 7-Eleven-like establishment.
Exactly,
yeah.
Basically a big cup or bowl, if need be. So you fill that up with as much champagne as you can fit in, not as much. Leave a little bit of room. And then you take an orange or just a rind, if that's all you have. Squeeze it and just get a little splash of orange color in it.
Right.
No, exactly.
That's what I do, and that's the way the boys like it the best.
I do, and then you really make a mean one.
She's learned, come leaps and bounds from when we first had her here.
It was like all orange juice, and the pulpy kind.
Right. And if I wanted to drink orange juice, I wouldn't have had the mimosa.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
So, Tawny, you do a great, great job. Got it down pat.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So, as you guys know, we were talking about the event that we attended last week at therapy.
Right.
And, you guys heard the call that Tawny placed to us in a panic from the Times Square station, right, Tawny?
Yes.
We actually talked to her on the phone last week's show, during the show as well.
Right, you actually got a hold of us, Tawny.
Thank God.
So if you heard that, you heard our conversation with Tawny.
Right.
So, Tawny, I guess, why don't you go ahead and tell us exactly...
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Walk us through it. Take us through
your day.
Yeah,
And I should let the audience know, I asked her, the event started at what, 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, yes.
And I personally asked Tawny to be there around 8.
Right.
So that, Tawny, you could have everything set up for us, the flyers, and our business cards, and you have our drinks ready, and our...
Yeah, just make sure things were set.
Right, we like to send somebody ahead and make sure everything's a go.
Yeah.
Right. I understood.
So, Tawny, why don't you go ahead and
tell us
what happened. Walk us through your day.
Okay, all right, here's what happened, boys. First of all, the night before, that Thursday night, my Rottweiler, Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels, came down with a nasty cold.
Oh.
And I don't know what it was. And basically, she really couldn't be left alone. Like, I could not just leave her there. So I called Jermaine that night because he's not staying with me right now.
Right.
And I asked him if he could possibly come over and, just watch her for a while and make sure I was going to be out for most of the day. So I was there on Friday waiting for him to come. He was supposed to be there at noon. And he didn't. He was an hour and a half late. So I was already an hour and a half late behind coming into the city. I didn't get to leave until 1:30.
Oh, so you were going to leave at noon?
Well, it takes a while for me to get into the city from where I'm coming from. So I'm an early starter. I hate being late. I don't like to be rushed. Yeah. So I figured I'd leave at noon. And I'd definitely be in the city at therapy by 8 p.m.
Yes, you would.
This is the best way, I think, to go about it. I don't know. That's what
fine.
I needed to do.
Yeah, that's what you need.
So you boys gave me a cash advance last week so that I could call a car service and get right into the city.
Yeah.
But because we only have dirt roads, when I called, they basically hung up on me.
Oh.
They weren't going to come all the way out there to bring me into the city. It would have been way too long. So I have my ways to get into the city. So I started on the way I usually when I go into the city. I take the free Happy Oaks Family Trailer Park shuttle to the public transportation center to catch the bus.
Okay.
Which will take me to the 7 train that'll take me to Manhattan.
Oh, okay. So that's a pretty long. I can see leaving that early.
So I'm on the shuttle.
Okay.
And Becky breaks her ankle. So there goes the shuttle.
Becky?
What?
Well, do you mean?
Becky. Becky is the mule that Roberta, the owner of Happy Oaks, she provides a shuttle. Which is basically a cart pulled by a mule on the dirt road.
Okay.
And Becky's the mule. Yeah. So she stepped in one of the potholes, and she broke her ankle. and then there it goes. And no one has a way to get to the transportation center from Happy Oaks.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
All right.
So.
But you still have time, though, Tawny.
Right.
I have some time.
So at this point, it's like 1:30
like
or 2,
one,
I guess,
yeah,
right?
Almost 2.
We'll give you 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I'm still... I still don't understand why you're...
you haven't heard it all
yet. I guess just... What happened from there?
Keep going. That's obviously not the whole story.
Okay, so here we are. Becky's ankle's broken. Right. Roberta is all upset.
I can imagine.
And, you know, we go in and see what happened, and we come to find out it's much worse than ankle, just a simple ankle break. Her whole leg is broken, and basically when that happens to a mule, you have to shoot it. So Roberta is all broken up. I mean, she's had this mule for almost 20 years. So she asks me if I would shoot it. Which normally would not be a problem for me. I mean, I, you know, grew up around animals for time.
Oh.
The orphanage had animals there. And we had to dispose of a few, but I won't get into that.
Okay.
But I couldn't because I had my good clothes on. And that kind of, I just didn't want to run the risk of getting any of the blood on my good clothes. I don't think it would have been nice to walk into therapy with mule blood on.
No.
So, I agreed to hold down Becky while Roberta shot her from a safe distance. Ooh. So I didn't get anything on me. So I did that. Then I had to walk another mile and a half on the dirt roads to the public transportation center.
Right.
So I finally get there, wait for the bus, which was another 20 minutes or so before I got on a bus. The first bus that comes, every seat was taken. There were no other people standing, but there was every seat was taken, so I was the only one
That's
standing.
That's the worst, yeah.
So I have all my things, all my papers, and you know, the directions and everything. And all of a sudden, we're going pretty well, and then the bus driver slams on the brakes. I believe some Mexican girl ran into the road chasing her Dora the Explorer ball or something.
Okay.
And I'm thrown halfway across the bus. All my papers fly everywhere.
Oh, no.
My trapper keeper opened, of course. Everything flew out. My birth certificate, my social security card, all that stuff was everywhere. And the nice people on the bus were happy to help. Well, for the most part, gave me back everything except for, of course, the directions to get to therapy. So I'm on the bus now, and I at least remember how to get that I need to get to 42nd Street, but from there I don't know where to go. So the bus finally dropped me off at the Flushing stop of the 7 train at the very end. So I get on the 7 train, and I take that to the stop where I have to transfer onto the N train, according to the directions that I had that I remembered. So I transfer on the N train, and I'm sitting there having a very nice conversation with this Greek woman who had a lovely sweater on. And we were discussing her sweater and things of that nature. And then I realized that I'm at the Ditmar stop, which is actually the end of the line, the opposite direction of the way I wanted to go. Which is, you know, a good 30 minutes into my ride, I thought, into the city. So I get off at the last stop. I get back on. As I'm getting back on, my heel gets caught in between the platform and the train itself, and it breaks. I almost broke my ankle. I recovered very nicely, I have to say. I didn't actually fall or drop anything, but I was limping now because I only had one heel on. And there were no seats, of course, so I had to stand in one heel for the remainder of the ride. So I take that, finally get on the train going in the direction that I want to go. And I take that all the way to the 42nd Street station, which takes a while because I was way far from Manhattan. And then I get off, and I don't know if you've been to the 42nd Street station. For those listeners who don't live in the city, I think I could probably live there. It is about 20 times the size of my house, at least. And it's just a maze. And there's people everywhere, and everyone's asking me for money. And there was actually a little person acting like Michael Jackson and asking for my money. I didn't know what to do. I was frantically running around trying to find my way out. It's all underground, so I can't, you know, don't see any daylight. That's when I called you, boys. And when I actually got a hold of you, both times I called. So I could not, for the life of me, find my way out of this station. And so I just got back on the train and headed farther into Manhattan. And I get on the train, and at this point, I hadn't eaten all day. So my stomach is just doing flops on top of me getting upset. You know, and then my IBS kicked in. People were staring at me. It was not a good time. But this nice little boy came through. He was selling M&Ms and shrimp egg rolls. And I decided to go with the egg roll because that sounded very good to me. And, you know, so I ate that on my way to the next stop. So I'm eating that and, you know, I get to the next stop, which is 34th, whatever it is, which is a much nicer, smaller station. And I end up coming above ground. Just as I'm coming above ground, my stomach, like I've never had pains like this before. I actually clench my stomach, fall back down the stairs, and begin to vomit in the station. But a nice officer came up and helped me. And he picked me up and cleaned me off. But of course, now there's dirt all over me on top of vomit, on top of the dirt that was already on me from walking a mile and a half. And so, you know, I found a Starbucks. I went into the restroom. I was able to clean myself up and start walking back, you know, another 10 blocks now to get back to Times Square so I could at least try to find out where I'm going. And as I'm walking, I realize that I don't have my purse with all my money and driver's license, things like that. So I don't even know where I lost it, to be honest with you. I must anywhere between the shuttle and the last train I was on, I could have lost it. It could have lost it actually falling down the stairs. I don't know if I picked it up after that. I was a little delirious. Anyways, so I get to Times Square, which is crazy. There were so many people everywhere. People kept stopping me, asking me to take their pictures. I saw the naked cowboy. He is gorgeous. He is. Oh, I'm sorry, Jermaine. I only like you, but wow. So I was able to get someone to take my picture with him, and they said they'd email me. So I had to write down my email address for them. And so finally I find my way out of Times Square and headed in the right direction. And I asked many people for directions, but no one would help me. Except for finally, this one man did help me and told me where therapy was. So I finally did end up getting there, but it wasn't until, I would say probably around 12:45 in the morning, or almost 1 a.m.
Well, Tony, we actually left at like, what, 10:30, 11?
Yeah, it was 11:30.
Was it midnight?
Yeah, almost midnight, actually.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have seen us.
You wouldn't have seen us. And
yeah, so you had missed us. You didn't even get to set up for us.
You were actually supposed to be there before we got there.
Right.
Well, you know that.
And then I spent a good half hour, 45 minutes arguing with the doorman to let me in. And by the time he finally agreed, after I begged and pleaded, it was last call. I did walk around the bar, but I didn't see you boys there. And I just started the long journey home.
Right, okay, well.
Which actually went a lot smoother than my journey into the city. But on my way back, after I got off the bus on my walk, back to the trailer park, I did pass by Becky's body in the road. And that's when I really broke down. I sat there and, looked at Becky and thought about things, thought about my life, cried a little. And I did see there's a barrette, a pink barrette that always was kept in Becky's hair. And I took that and I kept it. So I'd always remember Becky and my night going into the city. So
okay, well, thanks, Tony.
Yeah, thank you.
And if Becky's death taught me one thing, and I want everyone to hear this, it's, as I always say, carpe diem. Because you never know when life is going to throw a bottle under you and you break your leg. Go into the city. Experience life. Don't wait. Go right now. Just don't sit around. Just go.
Oh, you know what that means. We gotta start wrapping up.
And just real quick, one more thing. I just want to let everyone know, Becky's funeral service is going to be held this Saturday, this coming Saturday, at around 3 o'clock, right after Loretta's son's, Jimmy's, 8th birthday party. So we're hoping that his father will show up, but we don't know. But anyway, please come by to the Happy Oaks Community Center and pay your respects to Becky. Thank you.
Okay, well...
All right. Well, everybody go see
Becky.
Go pay your respects.
Becky.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, Tawny. Thank you, Tawny, so much. And we're sorry you had so much trouble, but we do have to wrap things up here. So thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thank you so much.
And make sure you tune in next week. Here's a little preview for next week.
Yeah.
This past Friday night was Gloria Victoria of Astoria's birthday soiree.
It was quite a celebration.
And everybody was there. Yeah. So
we didn't have time to talk about it this week, so we're going to devote a whole show to it next week.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We plan to talk about it today, but we're out of time. So,
yeah, we wanted to.
Right. So, yeah. So join us next week and check out our new website.
Yeah, here, we should say this really quick.
Okay.
Another little public service announcement for everyone who listens to our show.
We're running out of time.
I know, I'm hurrying. Please resubscribe to the podcast. It's up and running now. Go into iTunes, type in Sunday Morning Mimosa in the search under podcasts. You'll see two different ones. Subscribe to the one that you're not already subscribed to. That way you're going to, from now on, we're not going to be posting them on both. We have been, so you, just to make sure everyone's getting it, but we're going to have to switch over at some point. You're not going to
get it. If you have no idea what that means, email us at sundaymorningmimosa at gmail.com.
Yes.
Or call our listener line, which is 206.
Yep.
350-5628.
So leave us a comment. We'll get back to you if you have a question on that. You could always just go to our new and improved website.
Holla.
It's www.sundaymorningmimosa.com. You can always listen there. It'll always be, all the new episodes there. So, and this is just for your ease of listening. It'll automatically download as soon as you open iTunes.
And you know what? If you guys can do us a favor.
Yeah, we do need this.
Go to iTunes.
Yep. After you subscribe.
After you resubscribe to our new iTunes.
Yep.
And write a comment about the show.
Yeah, that would be a big help
to
us.
We get a lot of like free advertising from that.
Yes.
So we would love it if you guys could
tell everyone who hasn't already subscribed how awesome the show is and how much you love it.
Exactly. And thank you to our friend January who did that already.
Yes, that's great.
And don't forget, Sarah and Melanie.
Yep.
This week, competition, number one Mimosa fan.
Yep.
Who's it going to be?
And what's our MySpace?
MySpace.com/SundayMorningMimosa.
There you go.
And I just want to say one more thing real quick.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset that Tawny went on so much. She's left.
Yeah, she's gone.
So I feel like I can say this.
Sure.
I'm a little upset because I was planning on having a few more mimosas than just the one.
Yeah. She get a little caught. I mean, that was...
Sometimes I really think that she thinks this is the Tawny show. So,
yeah,
it's not really top Tawny.
No, it's not.
It's not America's Next Top Tawny. So thank you guys for joining
us. We apologize for that.
Yeah.
Hopefully
it entertained you.
Some entertainment in that. I was slightly entertained in that train wreck.
Slightly disturbed.
Yeah. You can't turn away, though.
Right.
That's
exactly
the beauty of it.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
All right, guys.
And we will see you next week.
Have a great,
huge show.
Yeah. Have a great, great week. And we will see you next Sunday morning to discuss Gloria Victoria Vistoria's birthday party.
And check out her MySpace. MySpace.com/pinkisthenewwhite.
Send her a little birthday card.
Yeah, send her a birthday message. Yeah. She's got somebody on there already. She's famous. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.